Shriyantes and Ksuvos Yudal Yer Hitov Shin Mem Beis, May 1782 on Friday.
So he has no proceed for Kavua. So the Sabbashim will say the Dinah Hanam. The Sabbashim should be better. The Dinah Hanam, according to Rakshinen, there is no Allah of Kavua in the Rais. And the Abono, where Rakshinen is made. But in the Rais, there is no Allah of Kavua. But Tesis doesn't agree with them. Because it seems they put the Allah of Kavua in the Moshe. And we, according to everybody. So that's why Tesis asks. So he has no proceed from which to learn how the Aloha Kavua. They were not masking the and talking to the Shinan, Sova, Kirebe, the Yadu Kisin, the Sine, Vaisa, the Gora, the Kavua, the Kadu, the Kavu, the Cheski, the Mino Kavua, the rest of the Rebbe, though the Shabi is put on a moment. So where is the posik for Kavua, according to the Shinan? The subject of the Pasha is what? So the Gemara says, that the Allah of Kavua who went out from Goravay, Goravay to Komei, so Prat is here again with that. Only if he is mischavik to kill a certain person. But if he throws an Eved into a group of people, and it's not determined the time when it throws the Eved, whom it will hit. So then he's put. What case? If there are nine Yehovim and one Yisrael. I'm sorry, nine Israel, and one Yehovim. So, even if we get the Bishop, acting there with Israel there, taking the book after me, in our talk, I'll tell you something about Yisrael. Und es riecht ein bisschen, die sind israelisch, wie Atem nach dem Wehen, ja, und Atem von Bua. Von Bua, die Nacht am Nacht zu lassen. So, wieso, der Rasch, der Typ schaut in uns. Der Korinth der Rasch in der Lokame, hier Rasch in uns, das ist ein Zeh. Aber Rasch in der Lokame, Rasch in der Lokame, da kommt David, so, he says,
נשחב להר כתה, ורק זה חייב. כמה שמוכו, דהוי ובהרלי. להרלי, אקל קבוע ביניהם, כי נחצה ונחצה גם. ויסוף לקניפו של סמוק, וכל מיני לכאן קבוע, שאתה לא יודע, מה היית חונת לו? So that's Rashi, so Rashi's
from Rashi's Pshat in the Kame, it's Mashma, and this is what Ramah is referring to, Rashi's Pshat in the Kame, that we are dealing with the Zakos as reference to the case where we know that the Kibbeh and did in Israel. That we know. But at the time when he put the stone, it wasn't determined whether to hit the Israel or to hit the Mitzvah. So in such cases, it's potter. Why is it potter? Because of Kavua. If there wouldn't be a loche of Kavua, so since we know that he killed Israel, so as we said last time, from Rashi to Pierre, if it wouldn't even be known as to whether he killed Israel in Jehovah, so then without recourse to Kavua, so we would be able to meet our prison. Why? Because just as Gemara says, in Hilchim Mominach Avol, Shmuel says, and we pass by that, so the bureau of Rob is not a sufficient bureau to be made Mominach, so certainly it's not a sufficient bureau to be Mamish Nefoshes. And even according to Rab, who says, Hilchim Mominach Avol, so Mominach is not as homo as Nefoshes. But the process is not related that we cannot rely on Rome. But nevertheless, but we do rely on Rome. In regard to the process, the more we rely on the Rome from Akko and Dime, who we know Yadion, the Omibu, Elohim, Bilei, Solach, HaKabal, so then we can say, as the Sheikh Maitse says, that there, it's not that we give it to see on the basis of Rome. In other words, on the basis of Rome, he becomes as established as his father. So Melee is who gives Huzak as the father. And then the reason is why we give him say, because same thing we say of Nachazokis, Ishvi Isha. So, Ishvi Isha, Tidikribe. So if it is Huzak, that this woman is the mother of this son, and then he is born, he's high reason. How do we know? The answer is, we rely on Chazoki on Huzak. But if there had been a bill of war, so then it wouldn't even be Huzak. How do we know? How do we know that he is his father, Bishlei the mother, so that lady who saw that this woman gave birth to this man? So, but father we don't know, the answer is Rebili Salachakabal. So on the basis of Rebili Salachakabal, so immediately he becomes Huzak as his son, as a father. The moment he becomes Huzak as a father, so then we give him Mise on the basis of sacred Mise of Lachazokis. But where the reason of Huzak, then on the basis of law, we cannot meet our reason. So that's why Rashi applies the law and the Josakosu of the other way, practically in regard to the case where we know that he killed Israel. But at the time of the throwing of the Eben, so it wasn't determined. It could not be predicted with the Rasvada that it would hit the Israel. So Menele, if there had been Aloche of Kavua, so if there are 9 Israel, and one in Chavi, and as the Shinkubetsis explains, the Rashi. Shinkubetsis explains the Rashi, and what does he say? Who is in his Chavit here? So if you get to say it, according to Rashi, so because Akosu is reference to the case where he says he is mishaving to kill whomever it will hit. He is mishaving to kill whomever it will hit. So if there hadn't been a loch of Kavua, so then we would say at the time when he throws the stone, how can it be predicted? Who will it hit? A Yisrael or a Kavua? Oh, 9 chances against 1 that the heaven will hit. A Israel. In other words, and it has reference to the case where he just throws at a trender, not that he aims it at throwing at a certain person. Because then we couldn't apply it if he aims it and if he knows how to aim and to be something, so then we can't apply the view of God. In other words, he just throws at a trender. In the Habura of 10, and 9 Israel weren't called, so mainly there had been a loche of Kavua, Kibach Tzalachzadome, so then, at the time when he throws the stone, it could be predicted with the Rashbam on the basis of the deal of law of 9 chances against 1, that this stone is mischavim to kill the one whom it hit. Whom it hit? Yisrael, because of war. But the Torah says no is poter. So that means that we cannot apply the deal of law. If we cannot apply the deal of law, some melee at the time when he throws the stone, he is having to kill the one whom it will hit. So, but who will it hit? And in Kholim or Israel? We don't know. It's a topic. So melee, the element of mischavim is lacking. So he's not considered to, even though he killed in Israel, so he's not considered to have killed in Israel Kabon. But you live Kabon. So melee is like a shaking. Of course, shake God to me. But he's considered like a shaking. He's not considered to me. That's Rashi's case. Alright. Now, the Ramah rejects Rashi's shot. Why does the Ramah reject Rashi's shot? Because the Ramah is that even though it's a sophic, so in the case, if we know that he killed his heart, and he will say, I am mischavim to kill whomever it will hit, but make any difference for you. To hit in Israel, so I'm mischavim to kill in Israel, to hit him in the culture. So he satisfied that way too. It doesn't make any difference to him. So the melee, since he knows that he's, the Hamas says so explicitly, if, let's say, if, even if there is a deal of the war, now that there is a deal of the war, but if he says, I am mischavim to kill whomever it will, whether in soil or in hobby, and aid my master, and he tell him, listen, don't throw it, because you'll be higher missing. To hit in soil, you'll be higher missing. And he hit in the Kabbalah soil, and he says, I'm going to skin an ace. In case it hits in soil, I shouldn't have hit. He said, that's the purpose of my act. So then he should have this. He's not, he cannot be considered the shaking, whatever the shaking is. He knew very well that he possibly might kill in soil. And he was becoming a soil, so what kind of a shaking is? So that's the machlokes between the Ramah and Rashi. According to Rashi, since there is a law, in order to be hired, this is best. So he has to be mischavim to kill in soil. The Rabbanon of Hashim, and they say, mischavim, how they say, or they say, he is hired. Only if he was mischavim to in soil. But now this is oil, that is oil. But he has to be mischavim to kill in soil. So the melee, even the time when he throws the stone, so he's not sure, it's not a bada to whom it will hit. So the melee, the mischavim how the soil is like it. So he's not considered as hearing his oil recover. It's a bit Hiddush strategy. But the Ramah says explicitly, in the case where we know that he killed his oil, and if you are mastering and talking, don't throw the stone because it might possibly hit his oil. And he said, Lidiyah, he came. But when Askina Eli said, in case he does hit his oil. So I won't tell you who he said. So then he's an Eli. Now, so this is Rashi. Now, let's see what this is. How this is explained. The subject in Rashi's law. Take the remainder of Asroi's subject, which was Asroi, after the subject in Rashi's law, after the quarter, we should have Asroi's subject. Do you remember Asroi's Asroi? He had a few more in the Shemitzer, or von der Heil und Mikro der Seele, der Chosam Mikro der Seele, und wenn ich sehr, die Schaum oder die Autentizier, auch wo gar nicht die Sofie kommt, wie ich schon immer, die Scham der Hosso, die Idee, die Vata, die Schio, die Isse, und die Isse, und die Schnee, die Schmoche, die Schmoche, aber auch in die Idee, die Mann, die Isse, die Idee, die Isse, die Idee, die Tinsis, the reasons why in the case of Paul Paulus or Sophocles Sophocles Rohoko. Sophocles Sophocles Rohoko. So it's because that's why it's not that's why. And he says it, that's why it's not that's why in the Kotmandoma who says Haswa Sophokimas. So this is Nikashi Smash. According to Mandoma Haswa Sophik Roshma Swami. So why do you know to say that you have to say? What would it mean if the halacha had been something versus Bachman? In other words, if there is a sofik, whether it's chayyus or not chayyus, so the sofik we are manch. So if the halacha had been the sofik versus Bachman here, but if Haswa sofik Roshma Asroi, that's why it's right. And you could say Haswa sofik Shema Asroi, so what if sofik versus is wrong? What if sofik versus is wrong? So again, we see from this discussion that Tisvis does not explain the Gemara in the same way as Ramah. Because according to the Ramah, because there's a Kosovo of all of them, has reference to the case where we manage don't know whom he killed. We don't know whom he killed. So the main way when the Gemara says, if the Chabura consisted of five Israel and five Jehovah, and he keeps a law, but we don't know the identity of the victim, whether it's a Chovim or Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Sophik watches Oroku, we shouldn't give him Yisrael. So this discussion is, according to Mandoma, Haswa Sophik Shmo Asroi. Haswa Sophik Shmo Asroi. So we should give him Yisrael. How can we, what's the discussion, how can we give him Yisrael? If five Israelim and five Jehovim, Kalim Jehovi, and we don't know the identity of the victim when there's an Jehovah or Israel, how can we give it easy? So obviously, Tisvis does not explain the Gemara the same way as the Rabbah, that because there's a question that the Gemara has reference to the case where we don't know the identity of the victim. So then there is no difficulty, of course, of the Pashas law. So how can we give it easy? Maybe he killed and he was Jehovah, so he's supposed to have his best. So obviously, Tisvis, according to Tisvis, the Gemara has reference to the case where we know that the victim was in Israel. But at the time he threw the stone, it could not be predicted with certainty, the Viteras Pagai, whether it will hit in Israel. So it's like Rashi. But according to Rashi in Bolokame, so the reason is why the Gemara says something to us as Lohoko is because we can say that he was not mischaven to kill in Israel, since it could not be predicted at the time he threw the stone. So it was a Sofik Ashok whom it will hit, and he was mischaven to kill whomever the stone will hit. So Mele, because of Sofik Ashok's Lohoko, he is not considered is Nishave Lahar. So it has nothing to do with Asroi according to Rashi. But, and you see that Rashi in Bolokame and Rashi here, so he mentions the Aloha Mishotkoi Mitzureino. If it is on the basis of the fact that Asroi is right, it's nothing to do with Mitzureino. Asroi is Asroi, the separate Aloha, has nothing to do with Mitzureino. So we see that somehow, even though Tisvis does not apply this Gemara the same way as the Rambam, and the Kohen, and Tisvis agrees with Rashi, the Gemara is reference to the case where we know that he killed in Israel. But he doesn't explain the Gemara the same way as Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the reason is why the case of Hamisha in Israel and Hamisha in Jehovah. So he's put there because he's not mischaven l'har Yisrael. So he's not a lazy double in Arigas Yisrael. Because it was his sofik at the time. And his kavone is the sofik. Because he was mischaven to kill whomever the stone hit. Now, whom was the stone destined to hit? That was his sofik. So in Mele, he is not considered Nishab Lahar Yisrael. So he's not an easy gomel in Avidas Yisrael. So
that's a combination. But he says, it seems that the reason is why, as a result of something which is not all, so merely that's what it is. So this is Kashi. This Kashi is Monashah. If I saw Socrates, Moshe has saw it, even if we said something which is a half, and if we say that I saw something, is Moshe has saw it, so how do we pattern it? So, wie man da was war so helche patriotische Initiative in Israel hava. So how do we, so even as a result of something that's so happened, he still should be halibu say. So that's the discussion. So the discussion is not. In this case, everybody is made as far as something to wash mass. When does one and all say that as far as something, when as far as something is mass, or which mass was machlekes in matches between Rebbechen and Rishlokish. Rebbechen and Rishlokish. And if I call it Rishlokish as far as something wash mass, or I call it Rebbechen as far as something is mass. So we pass him as far as something is mass. But that is only the case of Hiko Eze, the Chazal Hiko Oze. In other words, let's say, a woman, so whose husband died, so she didn't wait 9 days, as she's supposed to, and she married somebody else. And then she gave birth to a child. And we don't know whether the child was conceived, she conceived with the child from the first husband before he died, or she conceived from the child, with the child from the second husband, even test the regime or the desire. So the first husband, I mentioned an example, the first husband died, that wouldn't be a good example, because Tico is there because of Rita said. So that was the first husband, divorced. And then she didn't wait 9 days, and she immediately married another husband. So the first husband was Ruth. The second husband was Shimon. And we don't know whether the child is the Tesla Ruvay or the Zion was Shimon. And then he made a Habura involved in Ruvay and Shimon. So the Mandoma who says Aswa Sofi, Hoshma Aswa is not Chayyus. Mandoma who says Aswa Sofi, Shma Aswa, since he was Chayyus involved, so it's Chayyus because Manasseh. But at the time when he threw me, it wasn't a Vada that he's going to be Chayyus for hitting him. At the time when he cheated, so it wasn't a Vada that he'll be Chayyus for hitting him, but Aswa Sofi, Shma Aswa, he did both. Somebody is Chayyus. So Peter says, over there, that's all easy, that's all, according to Rabbeinu. Why? Because when they, now, he is doing both. He has Ruben before him, and Shimon before him. And he makes a Habura, he's helping Ruben and Shimon. And they give him a master, and he said, don't hit Ruben and Shimon, because you hit Ruben and Shimon, so one of the two is your father. You'll be hired missing. And he says, yes, I'm going to hit both of them, and I'm masking a race. So it's highly said. So over there, that's why I come to the Bechanan, Ishmael's way, because he knows, he's sure that he's going to be highly said as a result of the Hakoya vote. Mashalim came, in this case, he doesn't even know whether as a result of the act that he's going to do, he's determined to do, whether he'll be highly said. Over there, so he's sure. Now, he's going to be Chayvei, first Chayvei, first Shimon. He's determined to do both. So he's sure that he's going to be Chayvei. He doesn't know for which act of Chabur of Chabur he'll be Chayvei. But whether it's his Chabur or that Chabur, he knows, he's certain that he's going to do two Chaburis, as a result of which he'll definitely, beyond the shadow of a doubt, be Chayyus. So Mele, Rabbi Yechon says, Shuas, Mashiach in this case, he wants to throw the stone. And who does he want to kill? whomever the stone will hit, he doesn't care. And the Imam Masri. So he says, yes. He said, I will ask King Amaze that it should kill the one that the stone will hit, and if it will hit the destroyer, I want to kill the destroyer. I'm asking Amaze. So then, in this case, is he sure at the time, when he throws the stone, that he will definitely be hired? He said, once he does what he is going to do, no. So maybe in such a case, even Rabbi Yochanan believed that as far as something is what was it Shachin says. I think that Shachin says is because there are two alohes in Asfoy. First of all, there is alohe that he has to get Asfoy. He has to be told. It's also when you're told that there is a human miser and you do it. And then suppose the Imam Asfoy and he says, I have to care, I don't care, he's not careless. He has to answer, I'm an Askinamese. That's called Hiteratmanese. Kagoras Asfoy, Hiteratmanese. So in Melee, if you shvoki shows as far as something Russian Asfoy. So in other words, if the Asfoy is made by Eden, we pass through, doesn't have to be made by Eden. I mean, the Akron, I feel the shed, so it's more the pricing matters. But, so Mandona says, as far as something, Shmo Asfoy, so holds, that Mandona holds, that even though at the time when the master is master of the value, so he doesn't know whether the Chayyid Mise or not, still the Asfoy is the master. According to Rabih. But there is another element of Hitrat Mise. So in other words, he has to be Matmasar Mise. He has to say that he is doing it in order to be Mechulim Mise. So anyway, in the case of Hitrat Mise, so there is no diminution in the Hitrat Mise. Because he is telling us, he says before him, I'm going to be Chayyim Mule, I'm going to be Chayyim Shimon, and I'm doing it because I want to be the Chayyim Mule. So there is no diminution in the element of Hitrat Mise. Because he knows, he's convinced that he will be Chayyim Mule. He knows what he's going to do. Masha'ik in this case, does he know when he throws the stone that he'll definitely become a Chayyim Mule? He doesn't know. It's undetermined. To him, it's an unresolved suffix at the time of the day. So in Mele, there is no Hiteratzimimise. In order that it should be Hiteratzimimise, so the Avalia must be born to the Avalia, that once he does what he is going to do, he'll definitely have to say. But he, the Avalia himself and the suffix, maybe he will not be Mechayim Mise, even after he does what he's going to do. So there is a result in the Hitrat Mise. So it has nothing to do. So Ubishof to Ebe Vitzilay. Hitrat Mise has nothing to do with Ubishof to Ebe Vitzilay. So you see, I mean, that there is a difference between Texas Pshat and Rashi. All right, now, the union of Kavua, according to my father, I mean, the union of Kavua is the most obscure union in Shas. My father, so when Erol, Erosh Shive, came to him and started to tell him his story, I remember a story that Chaim Kotz, his lecture talk many years ago, 46 years ago, he was in New York, and he came to my father every night to talk to him and to repeat his talk. So my father listened attentively to every piece of talk. Then he wanted to say a piece of talk until what? So my father said to him, so finish me there, Uncle. You've been spoken about. My father was working to God, but he didn't want to discuss it. Because he considered it very obscure. As a matter of fact, in the case of Tarobes, so he mentions there,
So that we probably, that probably happened in 9 years ago. 9 years ago, probably, or even 7 years ago. Because he mentions that he mentioned a certain Kasha and Kudua. He mentioned a certain Kasha and Kudua before the Chayim, and his son, HaBocher, HaHavi, HaShon, HaMitsuye, Ma'amechele, Yale, Yale, gave him a certain guidance. And then he said, and only apparently that was when Rabbi Chonon came to Brisk before he even learned by Rabbi Chaim, because he doesn't refer to Rabbi Chaim as merely the Rabbi. Other times, when he mentions the Rabbi Chaim, he says, merely the Rabbi. So he says, and Ovi, Rabbi Bodo, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi de Brisk, his king, Mashaoma, Vilam Tzuyen, Ma'amishim, and that happened to be in Kasha and Kutua, and my father's parents. So, but my father considered Kutua the most obscure in it. He didn't think, the reason I think that he didn't want to argue with anyone, because it's not easy, you know, to argue with someone in the year of Kutua, because Kutua is Exeras HaKosov. It's not something that could be conceived in Swore. So, if, let's say, somebody says in Swore in something else, so it's easy to convince him that is not right. But when someone says a Chidesh Kutua, you can say anything in the world, I mean, and you cannot think convincing, because Kutua cannot be conceived with Swore. I mean, with Swore it cannot be conceived. All those who try to explain Kutua, I mean, on the basis of Swore, they're making a mistake. They're making a mistake. And my father was very much opposed to the explanation of Kutua on the basis of Swore, because Rav Shimon Shkop, he tried to explain Kutua on the basis of Swore, and my father disapproved of it. So, the meaning of Kutua is a very difficult meaning, and I hesitate him to discuss that meaning. But we have to go over the Gemara, so we have to mention the Shittas HaRishonim. But it's a very difficult thing. I mean, one should be very careful, you know, in saying Torah and Kavua. In other words, in order to say a Chiddush in Kavua, he has to have strong eyes. Otherwise, he can say all kinds of things. I mean, all right. Now, here at Tetzias Meshi, we saw one Machlekes HaShem in the Yin of Kavua. And that is the machlokes between Tesis here and the Beforash Yochid. Now, what does it mean, Kavua? So, let's say in the case of Tesha Hamim, so Kavua means if a person bought meat, let's say in the market, and in the market there are 10 stores, 9 stores sell kosher, one store sells Trek and Bailey, and then he doesn't know in which store he bought, so we don't say, he doesn't know, there are 9 chances against one. He should be allowed to eat the meat. No, we say, since the socket was Mela, became Akvias, some Mela, it's Kibachta Mechtan. It's Kibachta Mechtan. The Kasha that Rabbi Chonon asked, Rabbi Chaim, I mean, I'm not going to discuss that. He asked the Kasha, if it's Pirish, the Aloha is, that if it's Pirish, if the more as the kasha, if we call as Rochim Shemisal, the Hatoy Samesis, after the Echad Bello, if you use a Kuro, not as Rochim. So the more as the kasha, the near vision in Haile, the way they call the Torahs or the Torahs, in other words, if let's say one Shiranisko was decided with 1,000 oxen, that are not Shiranisko. So the musukulo, the all of Sabana. So the Gemara says, let us provoke a disturbance in the stable, so that the oxen will start running out and he will not even look, so it will not be pierced from tomato. You may let's happen and start screaming, so then all the oxen in the stable will become frightened. And will start running out, and let the person who starts screaming, let's say, cover his eyes so he will not look, so it will not be against the volcano, and then any axe will find. So say, come, 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 come. So, come, let the cashier. Now, since
it will be Polish, it will be Polish from the Kabua. And all they are all the thousands in one accent are all in the stable. So they will be Polish from the Kabua, and Kong Kabua is to get some accent on it. So when we start running out from the stable, how can we say, how can we apply the aloha of Kobe Polish and Ruben Polish? But it's not Polish and Ruben Polish, because it's Kabua, so it's Polish with Merzo or Merzo. It's not Polish and Ruben. So I suppose my father was 14 years old at the time, 15 years old, I don't know exactly. So my father said, does not imply that it's not wrong. It is wrong, but it is a zakosu. We don't rely on that wrong. So really, we don't rely on that wrong with respect to someone who wants to be a kiyak nakabwa, but in respect to a shayya that was Polish. So then we can apply the law of common Polish and other Polish. That's the tendency that my father gave, and the Chaim liked it very much. So, and then the Chaim discusses it with him. It is like that, maybe it's not like my father. Anyway, I think it's a little push that that's the pshat in the Zeros HaKosu. Kogua, Kogua is Mecht. It is wrong. But this kind of wrong is not effective. So it's not effective regarding the Kogua, but vis-a-vis the primitive in Kogua, if it's not with a label. So then it is a thing. Right, anyway. So we saw last time that there is a machlokes between the Mefarshimos here and Tesis here. Tesis in the Kashi is in the Mefarshimos, but Tesis here has the contrary, nonetheless. According to the Mefarshimos here, so what does it mean, Kogua? What is Kogua? In other words, whether the Tichasu Yisrael is Kabua or Polish. But according to Jesus here, not whether the Tichasu Yisrael per se is Kabua or Polish, but whether the source of Yisrael is Kabua or Polish. In other words, so Tichasu in the Kashi assumed by the Polish, that when Yimora says, also Hadron Yichuse, it means the woman who wants to be the Kaddish, that the Sotik, who he said, well, maybe she's a physician, maybe she's a mission, maybe she's Basishta. So, but it says in the Territory, you know, it means, Hodol in the Chuse, it means, and it's a Kabua, the Lady X is Hodol in the Chuse. So, in other words, according to Jesus here, the crucial question in determining whether it's a suffix of Kogua or a suffix of Polish is not whether the Chichas Uisha per se is Kogua or Polish, but whether the source of the Chichas Uisha is Kogua or Polish. So in the case of the Mele, so it's unhaf. The source and the origin of the Chichas Uisha, of the Shem Uisha, is inherent in the Chichas Uisha. Mashiachim, we got the Arayas of Kremlins. The Arayas, let's say, of Shishish, so it's also in here. But the Arayas of Elmo, or the Arayas of Kremlins, so the Chishishte is the Elmo. But who is the cause of the Chishishte being an Elmo? The Ishte is the cause. So Lady X, the question has to be whether Lady X, when he marries, Leah, whether Lady X at that moment is Kogua or Polish, not whether Leah is Kogua or Polish. So that's the basic matrix. Now again, it's not enough to give swords, because the whole halacha of Kogua is a zirasakosu, something that cannot be comprehended in the sefer. I mean, it's as much a zirasakosu as Poradun. So just as it wouldn't make sense to try to explain Poradun in the entire play, and we can't tell him on the basis of Shmore, so to be just as absurd to explain Kabua on the basis of Shmore. So again, it's very hard to understand why Tinsy says that way, the Polish knows us in the other way, but we see the reason to come. Man hat sich kurz in den Vorrischen noch sehen, wenn ich zum Maschen nach der Pasche so los in den Pinsen noch sehen. Weil ich den Vorrisch, that the crucial question determined whether ich dich is a subject of what or a subject of Polish is whether the time the subject is laid out, whether the Chtich HaSulisa per se is Kavua or Polish. According to Tetzes, not whether the Chtich HaSulisa in itself is Kavua or Polish, but whether the source of this, that Chadiche, that is the source of this, so is Kavua or Polish. So in the case of Chesishtei or Enishtei, the Arayos of Freireis, so the crucial question is not whether Leah, the one whom the Mishalach wants to marry, is Kavua or Polish, the time now is her, but whether Lady X, who is the cause, the source of the Shem Nisa, of Leah, Pasa, if Leah is the sister. So whether Lady X is Kavua or Polish. All right, that's one point. Then there is another basic machlokes in the world. Another basic machlokes. And I mean, not everybody mentions that. Now, there is a Gemara in Osiria, in Gittin, of Hoeda Mishmucha, it's saying the Kaddish and Isha. Stop. It is also the Chal Moshe Shabbat. Also the Chal Moshe Shabbat. So there is a machlokes Hashem. There is a machlokes between Tetzves and the Rambam. Tetzves says that this halacha, Leino Mishlucha Yitzei Mikadosh Mi'isha, also the Chalamash is known, why? Chazok Yishliach Yitzei Shlachu say, so even if we are going to say that this is a Chazok Yishliach Chazok Yishliach Yitzei Shlachu say, still, the fact that the Mishalach is also the Chalamash is Shlachu, maybe any Isha, that he needs and he wants to marry, maybe it's his sister of Lady X. So it's only a drama. But with the Raisa, he's allowed to marry anyone. He doesn't even have to verify whether she has a sister. Why? He can take it for granted that she is not a sister of Lady X. Why? Because we go to Salon. After all, most Russians in the world are not sisters or mothers of Lady X. They're only, I mean, at most, there could be seven women in the world. Because Hamakadis Yisho becomes Hosea with seven arayas, with seven ladies. So, only seven women in the world who at most could be arayas. Assuming that they are all alive. I mean, the mother and the sister and the daughters. So at most, there could be seven women who are Hosea to him as arayas of ladies. Arayas of ladies. But the majority of the women are not a craving of Lady X. So even if we assume that this is a Chazok Gemurah and it's in Vaday Gomor, then the Shliach was Mikadosh Lady X for Reuven, but Midrash Reuven can marry any woman he wants. He doesn't even have to try to find out whether she had a sister who was within the last month Mikadosh or something. Why? Because we go with Gosalot. So then Jesus says the Kashi, but how can we go with Gosalot? How can we go with Gosalot? But Kokobua can echtzadome. So with Raise, he should not be allowed. He should not be allowed to marry any woman. So Jesus did the carrot. So Tesis is a teretz in Ozir and in Gittin, that's a medale, because it's not Kavua. When is it Kavua mit Reise? When the Yisrael is Nika Bukei. Esa Chanuiz. Tesha Chanuiz sells Shrek. One Chanuiz sells Nivei. So, in the market where you have stone number one, stone number two, stone number three. So, you know, everybody knows. That stone number nine, let's say, Selfishly, and no other small story, no one story, but two. Selfishly. So we came in, we came actually as in Sneakia, which is Isa, which is. But, someone bought in one of the stores, he can't remember. Look, but it's Sneakia and came. So there it's considered a one price. Mashaik came in, we came in, it's not known. It's not Sneakia, which is Isa, which is there. So it's not good. So anyway, here, he won. So the king is not Lydia. Who is Lady X? And who is the sister of Lady X? Who is the mother of Lady X? It's not even the king. So maybe it's not Lydia. But, so why does Gemara say it was a punishment to Shemayor? Because it bears a resemblance to Kavua. So maybe the Chachomim, the Rabbonim counsel me. So with Rabbonon, because of that class, it has a deal of Kavua with Rabbonon. But, with Raisa it's not Kavua. So according to Tetzel, so you know, Rishim, you say that. So it's a cloud. In order to be considered Kavua, so the Chachomim Chasisa must be Nika Mekei. But we have the subject, he doesn't know in which Chanut he bought. But when came in the market, he knows this is the Hanus. Stone of the Nine is the Hanus that sells the neighbor. But if it's not from Kene, so then it's not good. The Ramban, so you see the Ram Gigi, so he mentions, the Ramban is Chibli Kandish. Said to Shimon, you've been the Kaddish and Isha from, and then Shimon disappeared or died, and he said, Hazakh Shimon, so that means that there is a lady X in the world who is Kaddish's name. So no man should be able to marry any woman. Maybe that's Lady X? How can you marry a woman? Maybe it's Lady X? So that's the Kashi of Genesis. So Ramban says no. First of all, Ramban says there is no monos. There is no monos. So the Adam Shemachelik will discuss that. Because since it's not his Chazik Yisurel, so the Bechot has no monos sitting in Yom Shabbat. So the Ram is Chelik Adam. Anyway, and then he says, without the monos, he can be, and another person can be the Kaddish and Yishon. Can be the Kaddish and Yishon. Why? Because he doesn't have to be afraid. Maybe that's Lady X, and suppose maybe that's Lady X, because if he doesn't test her, or let's say she's a Tama, and he wants the father to be in Kaddishah, so he doesn't have to be Hashish. Maybe the father was in Kaddishah for this woman, for the daughter, and that's Lady X, and suppose the father died, so he's still being Tama. Another man to marry. So why? Because she has a chesed gloria. So the Ramban, whether Ramban is chilkan, Stacy says that it's only the Rabbon, if that's the Rabbon, we derive it. So the Mishalach himself is allowed to marry any woman. Why? Because we learn the law. When we say Kobi Fox, who the police? Why don't we say it's Kabwa? Because the Israel is not becoming Canaan. So the Rambam says, no, Midrashim is also. Unless he verifies a testimony, but without it verifying, Midrashim is also published in the law. Why? What does it go with the law? So the Rambam says, because they could work in that way as well. So he has another basic language. In other words, according to today's faith, so the Aloha of Kavua Midrashim is only Shalach if the Israel is not again. But if the Israel is not Kavua again, so then we don't have Aloha of Kavua. So it's not Kavua. The according to Rambam, it has a deal of Kavua Midrashim even if the Israel is not Kavua again. Now, what is it? How can anyone marry? So he says, first of all, if a woman says, I'm not ready yet, and she's in a position to know, so she has no more. And because it's like Kisur, since it's not his Hazi Kisur, so later she has no more. Then he has another kasha. Suppose he wants to marry, a certain man wants to marry Kitano, and let's say the father died only the day before, so then she divorces, and she doesn't know, maybe the father will become a fish, and gets all the eggs. So he's also allowed to marry. He's also allowed to marry. Why? So he says, so two reasons. First of all, if this Kitano, that a certain man wants to marry, so she doesn't know, but the fact that she doesn't know and the other person doesn't know indicates that her father was not recovered, because Chazoke, if the father is recovered Bushi, then he announces to everybody. He will not be recovered Bushi for his daughter and keep it as a secret. And then he says, even without that Chazoke, because every woman has a Cheskas Pulya, so you rely on the Cheskas Pulya. So he says, but he says, in regard to the Mishalach, so Midrashim is also a Pana Shishbeyo. Unless he does. Why? But why should we go for Sahor? So he says, because it's Kavua. So we see it's a Machloket between Tesis and the Ramban. Indeed, as to whether, in the case where the Israel is not Utah and Kenya, it's according to Tesis, and then the Shekin agree with Tesis, it's not in Kavua. In the Israel is not Utah and Kenya, Kavua is only like in the Tesha Hanuris, where the Kenya is Nika. And the Kodesh Rambam, he doesn't even have Kavua, he doesn't say, even though the Kenya is Israel is not. So that's another basic matter. Right. Now, this is his work, the high knowledge. So this is the Kashi. When Chua, a Rav of Yitzchok in Ramitan, become a Rav Shimon, and is called in Yitzchok in Yedeinu Yisir, Shasrei Pochmu, Nezu Bosaru Berahach Yed in Yiposhet, Kibisi Teretam Yechut, Vui Hashim and Shem of Mokisai of Nekipadu. So Rav Yitzchok is Rav. So he inquired from Ramitan, so, and it's called the Yisrochim. But Shimon holds that Tzreif is more common than Skill. Rabbana says Skill is more common. But Shimon holds Tzreif is more common. So, Shimon says in Sanhedrin, suppose there are Tzareifes of certain Avayonim who are Nidma Dina in Tzreif, and the person who was Nidma Dina in Skill. And you are mixed up. So, all of them have to get the Nisi of Skill, the Kalb. Because Tzreif is common. So that means even if you have, let's say, a hundred who are Nidma Dina Yisrael, and one who is Nidma Dina Yisrael. So since Tzreif is Chmura, all the 101 have to get skill. But let us go over some more. Let us go over some more and let them all get. Let them all get Shreif. Because most of them are higher Shreif. Neither was a Rudel Hachman in the Poshet. Kibiyis and the Kamel of Hul. We Hashim and Shem of Niyot Yisayu. Lekevame. We tira it. To Azunom was a Rudel Hachman. Kibi Shemera and Dua Bote. The Nisa Achas. So the one carrots that the Tam gave was that we do not go with a Rudel. To be machmir, to give him the nisa that is nechut. In other words, we only go with Sarah to give him nisa. But since they are going to get nisa anyway, we are still our slave. So, the nisa and nisa, we don't go with Sarah. It has to be in the school, it has to be explained why. I mean, to give him nisa, whether to be a critic or gamma, or to get nisa, so we do a lot. But, if it's a question, this we say or that we say, we don't have it. It doesn't seem reasonable. But this is what Rabbi Tam said. In Amr, that the second parent says, we have been on the Sahuda and the higher peace issue in Badal is here. When the high time will teach Shalom, hold on our territory and stop in the other with the Ashley Nid Madina, Shemisar and Mahir, Shemid Madina and Kulam Tur, the Shumhube will have it. דובר שהוא שקר, בדה, ובדה ישכר כשאין לי במיסי כלל, וכשלמיד מדהים, ולדובר לאיסי שאול הגדה, אלו בילדינו, נדרית אהב ומשום. Now the Pharisee is that we cannot rely on all to give someone that perhaps he didn't do that a very often. But, even if he did that, but maybe he was a traitor. So if somebody feels the thing, he's also a tzea. He's also in the sea also. He's also a tzea. And he comes to it in the parashah of Sheikh of Amod and Bodh and Dolly Shabbat. But he's not there the best. So since the tzea is Vada, and the question is whether he's there the best or not, then we can rely on what? Mashiach in the case of the tzea, Shemisari, the Mahiri. So in other words, if let's say one innocent person was Messiah with the hundred, with a thousand hot spring that you need to be on. So since there is one who is completely innocent, then we don't rely on that too has to be explained anyway. So, and the case of Mishkong to Mishkong, so insofar as those who are as high as still are so slated in Mishkong, is not higher. So never, so it's like a killing an innocent person in this slave when he's not higher, he's only higher still. So we don't rely on that. I mean, that's right. Then he says, go into Shlema, you have a little kogua, the whole kogua, he left our left to go, but I mean, I say, so if you purchase the whole. So why don't we give this direct? It's certainly kogua. And he's going in his hobby. So now there is one who is Chayav Seyed, and there are 99 or 100 who are Chayav Seyed. But it's Kavua, we know. So why did we mention this as the rest of it? Why did we mention this only as the rest of it? The answer is because in the first Yerutzi, in the first Yerutzi, he assumed, like Theseus in Osiris, or Theseus in Egypt, that when we say it's Kavua, if the Israel is Nikam and Kenyan, look at the Hamus. So we know which Hamus is Israel and which Hamus is heaven. So then we say, it's Kavua. Mashaikhe, even Kavua, it's not known. Here in Kavua, it's not known. We don't know who is, it's Messiah, so we don't know who is the, who is the highest killer and who is the highest slave. So the main way, it's not Kavua. But the third Teretz, so the third Teretz in Thesis is Rochi, agrees in the Shita Brahma. Agrees in the Shita Brahma. Alright, so that's another basic Machlokes in Kavua. So, but there is another third Machlokes, a basic Machlokes on the Reis level in Kavua. I mean, I'm mentioning this because it's so important in order to understand, even the Gemara Exodus, it's important to know these three basic Machlokes. Then there is another basic machlokes in Kavua, machlokes between the Ram and the Hor. I mean, that was discussed in Harunas. Whether we say Kavua in Afrei. What is Kavua? If there are 10 stores, 9 stores sell in Shruk, 1 store sells in Vevo, sells in Vevo, and he bought in one of the stores, he doesn't go in each store, so there it's Kavua. Suppose he kept it once, many years ago. He kept it in the first year when we arrived in this country. So we put this candle in Vatna. There was a big factory in Vatna. And that was considered Kiddush Kadosh. In those days it was considered 48 years ago, it was considered Kiddush Kadosh. Nothing to be compared with Satna Shkita and Satna Shkita. Today, you mentioned Satna Shkita, it's the biggest yichas. People who don't know, so they think that Satna Shkita is more reliable than any other Shkita. All right? So, in those days, Ravna, if you had real Rabboni, Paul Tashol Teta, Paul Tashol, he was one of the great Rabboni. So, he gave the Ashboche, I mean, the choice, how careful we have to be. So, and in those days there was no, you know, cashless money. So people were able, you know, to do all kinds of things with impunity. Still, in the government inspectors found it out. So, it had Ashkochen, it had Mashkichitini, it had Mashkichitini, and it had three Mashkichitini in every ship. So it had a Mashkichitini, and the Mashkiach had a key. And the Mashkiach thought, and the Rav Nachshon thought, that the Balabos was not the key. I mean, that's what he thought. I mean, it was the best setup. And then there was an organization, Degel Rabbanan. So the head of which was Knesset Rabbanan, Degel Rabbanan, I don't know, and they were Magores. Anyway, so someone saw at 4 o'clock in the morning that the delivery was made. So then he involved some FBI agents, and then he spied on them, and then it was discovered that there was a special door to the building, and he had given the role, nor the Mashkiach knew, it's true, that the Balbos did not have a key to the Red Wall door. But there was a special door, and several days a week, so they used to deliver, you know, drink and they were everything at the cheaper price, and no one knew about it. So in other words, so I mentioned that story because, in other words, where originally everybody thought that the meat was kosher. And then somehow we found out, now let's say, suppose there are 10 stores. 10 stores in the bar, and it is accepted that all the 10 stores sell shrut. And then it is found out
that one of the stars sounds in the audible, but we don't know which one. One of the stars sounds in the audible, but we don't know.
Now the question is, so there's a machlokes between the Ram and the Hor. What the Shikha Sarai for you is, so there's a machlokes between the Taz and Shah. We are there, it's in the computer. But one thing is sure, that there is a machlokes between the Ram and the Hor. Whether we say Kavua or Lachel, in other words. This case of Kavua represents a case where we know there are 9 stores that sell Shruto and 1 store sells Leo. And we know the identity of the store that sells Leo. Let's say that store number 9, so it sells Leo. And all the other stores of the 10 stores sell Shruto. But suppose it was assumed for a long time that all the 10 stores sell only Shruto. Now it was discovered. This was discovered that one of the 10 stores always gets a delivery of the labor at 4 o'clock in the morning. But we don't know which one of the stores, whether it's store number 1 or store number 2, the way it happened with Batman. Imagine if, let's say, Batman's store had 9 other stores next to it. And we wouldn't know that it's Batman's store, but we would know that one store in among the 10 stores. So he gets a delivery of the veil, he sells all the veil, and the other 9 stores sell only Shruto. But we don't know which store of the 10 stores sells the veil. Now, and so, the Gemara says, Kavua, if we know that store number 9 sells the veil, and all the other stores sell Shruto, and somebody bought, he doesn't know in which store. So the identity of the store is known. But the subject is in which store. So in such a case, so we say it's the one. But suppose someone bought, bought from one of the stores, from all the stores, and then it was found out now that one of the stores. One of the stores sells the mail, but we don't know which store, whether it's store number 1, store number 2, store number 3, store number 4. Is one allowed to go to that market and a trader? Go into the store and buy it. So the man says yes. Even though he knows if it was found out, that one of the stores sells the veil, and we don't know which store it is, so that's a machlokes between the Bach and Adam portion, whether we apply the halacha of kavod, but the machlokes between the Ram and the Hor is in regard to the case. Is in regard to the case where it was accepted that all the stores sell kshero. All the stores sell kshero. And then it was found out that a certain store, the machlokes between the Ram and the Hor is in regard to the case that where it was accepted that all the 10 stores sell shale, and people bought from the stores,
Then it was found out that Storm of the Mind has always been selling the land. Now, and there are people who already bought the meat, but they don't know in which store they bought the meat. Since at the time when they bought the meat, so it was assumed that all the stores are in the areas of America, they didn't alert themselves to make sure in what store they bought, because they thought all the stores was some kosher. Now it was found out that the store number 9 is sold in the all the time. Now people ask Kishan, he bought meat, he still didn't use it. Can they eat that meat? At the time when they bought it, and they don't know whether they bought it in store number 9 or they bought it in store in other stores. So the Ram says that the people who already bought the meat, and now they don't know whether they bought it in store number 9 or they bought it in other store, even though there is a possibility that they bought it in store number 9, and now we know that store number 9 has been selling it all the time. So the Ram says, we do not say in Kavua in Afek. Since at the time when we bought it, so then there was no Kavua. Now we find out that Storm of the Nine, he was selling the melee, so we do not say Kavua in Afek. So we are allowed to eat that meat. Those who bought the meat, and they bought it before it was discovered that Storm of the Nine sells the melee. So the Ram says, we do not say Kavua in Afek. Mimele, everyone is allowed to eat. We say Kavua calls all the pot. When we say Kavua, eat at the time when he bought it, so it was already Kavua. So Mashenche, eat at the time when he bought the meat, so it was assumed that all the stores are Shkuto. Now it was discovered that store number 9 is sells the Velo, and then a certain person bought yesterday meat. He doesn't know whether he bought it from store number 9 or he bought it from any other store. So the Ram says he's allowed to eat that meat. We say how he calls it in France. We write it. And the Ro says we do say Kavua Lafay. True that at the time when the subject was Leila, at the time when he bought it, then it wasn't Kavua, but we say retroactively. So it's determined. So maybe we consider it as if he bought it now. Since now we know that Storm on the Mark has been selling the Vele, so even though he bought it in one of the stores before it was discovered, so we say Kavua Lafay. So that's our Machlokes. What I mentioned before is the Machlokes between the Bach and the other person, between the Bach and the Shach, and without another case. Let's say, suppose now it's discovered. Now it's discovered that store X, among it, the 10 stores, there is a store X that sells Nivele, but we don't know what store X is. So the Bach says, we cannot buy in any of the stores. We cannot buy in any stores. And the Shach is fake on the Bach. And the Shach says, in this case, what difference does it make? When there is a Tavides of Chachiches, there is a Tavides of Chachiches, or there is a Tavides of stores. Even though it was discovered that there is among the 10 stores, there is one store that sells Chachiches, that sells Yemele, but we don't know whether it's store number 1, store number 2. So, suppose you have a Tavides of 10 Chachiches, and one Chachiches is Yemele, and the other even Chachiches bought it. So here, you have a Tavides of stores. And the Bach says, no, we don't say a Tavides of stores. That's it. That's not it. So for a moment, I mixed it up. I mean, but that is a machlokes between the Bach and the Shach. But the machlokes between the Ram and the Ro is in regard to the case where it was the identity of the store that sells the Vele was discovered. But someone bought from one of the stores before the identity was discovered. So the Ram says, we do not say Kavua Lafay. and we apply it in a pot. So one is allowed to eat the meat that he bought in one of the stores before the identity of the store that sells in the veil was discovered. There's the Ram and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit. Alright. So these are the three basic machlokes in Kavua. These are the three basic machlokes in Kavua. And the alright, and then on Sunday, I would like to go over the whole sugya, and you should go over the sugya in Yume, or in Hilchim Yitubah, Nefesh HaHa'orot. And it continues into the hay that the hay of Dalit, that the hay of Dalit, and to look at the Rambam in the Shabbos. The Ramachrik is the Rambam in the Raibu, there is a very difficult Rambam. It has to do with the Rambam. And we know the meaning of Kavua here well, so we should go over Mizvahim also. The Mishnah in Zvachim Bapayim, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara Bapayim Gimel. And the Gemara asks, the Mishnah, the Mishnah Tavunai, the name of the Torah is the Rude Torah. The Mishnah Bapayim Kavua, the whole Kavua, the Mishnah Bapayim Gimel, the Bapayim Gimel, and the base, and the Gimel, the top of the Adon. And when the Mishnah denied the name of the Torah, the Rude Torah, and I want to say that some of your day you get on the side.
Shri Tessim Suvos Udal Yer Hitov Shin Mem Beis, May 7, 1982, on Friday.
Now, coming, you are now from Borobay. The Allah of Kuba, but the Chinan learns out from Borobay, his Hamad is another day's quarter. So he has no proceed for Kuba. So the Sabu Shin, you say, the Dinah Hanam. The Sabu Shin, she met it. The Dinah Hanam, according to the Chinan, there is no Allah of Kuba in Rais and Rabono, where the Chin is made. But in the Rais, there is no Allah of Kuba. But this doesn't agree with it, because it seems that the Allah of Kuba is the Moshe, and we call it everybody. So that's why David says. So he has no posse from which to learn how the Allah of Kuba. Then we must ask him to take and stop him to the Shimon, Soba, Kirebe, the Yahweh, the Sinai, the Sinai, the Vaisa, the Gora, the Kuba, the Hadu, the Kuba, the Cheski, the Noah Kuba, the rest of the Rebbe, though the Shabbe, is for a moment. For a moment. So maybe, so where is the passage for Kovua, the current direction? He's talking to the precious law. So the Gemara says, that the Allah of Kavua went out from Borobay to Komay, so the Prat is here again in the gap. Only if he is misharic to kill a certain person. But if he throws an event into a group of people, and it's not determined by the time of those heaven whom it will hit. So then it's what case? If there are nine Jehovah and one Israel. I'm sorry, nine Israel and one Jehovah. So even if the Bishop Atom never is over there, take with the whole Atom, in our talk out of the Sabbath of Israel. We speak in the Israel, the Akanah of the day, and now Akanah of the day, and now Akanah of the day. So we saw that Rashi, that took shot in this, that according to Rashi Borakami, here Rashi doesn't say, but Rashi Borakami, that came down, so he says, Prat is here again with Gabriel, the Chabur Sanoshi. We ain't shown at me, we can hold him to Israel. We can name our way, we can hold him to Israel. He said, when the Rube are happening, when it's the Chol Mitzvah, we name a Chamisho Akum, the Chamisho Israel, when it's the Chol Mitzvah, the Achman Oma, the Shof Eido, we tell you something for this local. Well, it's like a big dish in Israel, and you have to have a new museum for Sarupe, and Israel is having. Rather, God will do the love of the highest Havi, is Hav the Havi Kete, or Kese, Hai, Komash of the Hod, the Hoy of the Havari. The Havari, Akin Kabua, the name, Kinyakta, and Nertigon. We saw the King Horses walk, who hold you and the Kaka Kabua, but the Lord, Mahai Kalaki. So that's Rashi. So Rashi's, from Rashi's chat in the Kamei, it's Mashma, and this is what Rama is referring to, Rashi's chat in the Kamei, that we are dealing with